We'll be right back. Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT. This is Civigo here, back for another semester of techno, electro, different stuff from Pittsburgh and Dublin and all around the world. This one by Ramu or Muzak. Hope you are enjoying. Jackson on Apartment Records, the Lumograph remix.
you would never know exactly where I'm going. 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 So I'm gonna play it. You would never know exactly where I'm going. 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 You would never know exactly where I'm going.
Pittsburgh. It's been Civico here for the last hour. Got about 10 minutes left. Coming up next, we're going to have Punk Primers with Jake Ryan. Basement Show Sounds on Radio. Tune into Punk Primers on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. for the music of DIY punk from our local scene and beyond. Every show spotlights new artists and subgenres on WRCT Pittsburgh. Alright, track before this was by new members out of Dublin. And then coming up after this one, gonna have something off of local Pittsburgh label, Is Was. All right, Pittsburgh, it's been Civigo. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at AckardRecordsStoreInc.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, thanks for listening. Got one last track. Extra special shout out to extra special person. Shout out to Jay listening from Dublin. Shout out to, yeah, all the Pittsburgh crew. See you guys next week.
Hey kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Hello, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is Punk Primers. If you've caught Punk Primers in the past, you might remember that this show took place on Mondays at 10 p.m., but we've fortunately found a new home Tuesdays, 8 p.m., here on WRCT Pittsburgh. This is going to be happening consistently every week from now on, except for 2 weeks from now and the week after, where it won't be happening, but then it'll be consistent after that. This week's episode of Punk Primers is going to be focusing on folk punk. To get a little taste of what folk punk sounds like, you have a taste of it right here. Oh, look at that, some banjo. It sounds a little folky to me. So, we're going to be listening to a bunch of great bands this hour. Bands from Pittsburgh, for bands from Pennsylvania, and bands from beyond. If you're familiar with Pennsylvania punk scenes, you will know that we are fortunately home to a very great folk punk scene, probably one of the largest in the nation today. and it's got a great, exciting scene around it today. Just to talk a little bit about folk funk before we get into some of the more bands, the aspirations of this genre are a lot more, it's more lyrically based than a lot of punk genres. The focus on the melodic quality of the music is lower than some genres, but it's much bigger focused on the actual in-person aspect of the scene. Going to folk punk shows, knowing people in your local punk scene is a great way to get introduced to folk punk music. And fortunately, the people in folk punk are very accessible. It's not a popular genre of music. If you look at some of the most popular acts, you're only talking, you know, tens of thousands of monthly listeners. It's sort of, as far as punk goes, one of the more niche genres, but you're in great hands listening to it. So one of my personal favorite genres, if not my favorite, and we're going to be starting it off with part of Pennsylvania's great folk punk heritage. We're going to be listening to The Orphans, a short-lived band that was the predecessor to the much more famous Mischief Brew, and we're going to be listening to my favorite song from The Orphans, For an Old Kentucky Anarchist, starting as our first track here on Punk Primers this week.
Upon a forgotten mountaintop lay a garden untended and dry. 'Twas a yard that hadn't felt children's feet running for the mother long ago taught her children how to fly. Within a simple cabin, untouched by industrial hands, sat the aged mother in her home. You can't escape the picture frames, there's too many, she said. They keep me from being alone, yeah. Well, she spoke, he was an honest man. He worked hard to put food on our plates. Well, we had more babies than we had arms. We struggled all our lives, but the rewards were great. And when my son came home from the war, he rested